Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you talk about vindicated. We're vindicated. Roger Stone's vindicated. President Trump's vindicated. All these files show is Trump working with the government, working with lawyers in 2009. Exposing Jeffrey Epstein. I don't even think Roger knew this. He knew that he threw him out of Mar-a-Lago. He knew that he got invited to a party during the day and saw a bunch of kids and said, isn't this nice? He lets the neighbors over. They said, no, these are the entertainment. Trump hauled ass out of there. Trump totally vindicated. All those years, the left saying it was Trump. No, it was the globalists. It was Bill Gates. It was, you know, the owner, the widow of Steve Jobs. It's these disgusting people. But talk about why they fear InfoWars. We came out on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday as this broke, and we said, this tranche of data is a nothing burger, though it's exonerated Trump, compared to the thousands of hard drives, videos, VHS, DVDs, going back 30 years before they even, you know, had, you know, hard drives for video. I mean, they had them, but they weren't in popular use. VHS tapes, DVDs. Now it's being reported, overhead shot. New York Post, Jeffrey Epstein trafficked teen to prominent U.S. politicians, world leaders to blackmail them. Here's another big headline, Daily Mail. Sure, this is old news to our listeners, but it's now breaking. Epstein victim says his Zorro Ranch had three computer rooms the size of houses to spy on guests all over the world. That's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, was an intelligence agency, Mossad, CIA, MI6, Maxwell, his daughter Ghislaine, you know, King Charles. They're talking about his brother in trouble for being major implicated in raping children, raping little girls. That is what happens. Look up King Charles under the name Prince Charles to find the articles with Jimmy Savile and the murder of children, Jimmy Savile, and the raping of their dead bodies. I mean, you can't make this up. Peter Nygaard having women have babies so he could drain his own children and inject their juices into himself. Him admitting it on TV and how that ties into the other fashion moguls that funded Epstein. This is really the sick cult we're talking about. But Epstein is just a window into that world. So, Roger, we're going to hit this. We're going to hit the campaign. We got better numbers now on how the court cases are going and the trajectory of will they give a false conviction with these rigged operations, you know, before he gets elected, how they're trying to steal it. I mean, there is just so much to talk about. Roger Stone, great to have you here with us. We're going to reconnect with Roger. He had perfect Skype until we went to him, then it clouded up and shut down. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is such a moment to be alive. This is such an important time because that's how they've been controlling everybody. Now, look up Jimmy Savile. I mean, look at him. He had the highest security clearance in the UK above MI6. Only a few people had it. Be able to go to any of the royal apartments, any royal facility, any royal area. And, of course, that's hanging out with Count Dracula himself. King Charles. And I don't just say that lightly. He says his main bloodline is Count Dracula to Transylvania, and he lives part of the year in Dracula's castle. Did you just... The real one, not the tourist one. He went and bought the castle of his ancestor almost 1,000 years ago and lives in it. So, if you think I'm joking, you pull the articles up. True, the strangers of fiction. So, Roger Stone, you're back. Wow, what a time to be alive. How would you describe this moment with 10 months out of the election?
Extreme exoneration, Alex. I think you and I were two of the first people in the country start asking serious questions about Jeffrey Epstein and start making very serious connections between Epstein and the pedophile elite that he moved among and Bill and Hillary Clinton. There was a major effort, as you know, to try to smear President Donald Trump, who had a cursory relationship with Epstein. But now the facts are on the table. I think it's important people not be misled. What we saw the other day released, this is a fraction of the material regarding Epstein's epic abuse of children and his sex trafficking and pedophilic ring. But we know that the FBI removed box after box after box of DVDs after they raided his New York residence, which, by the way, is the single most expensive residential structure in the borough of Manhattan. But none of that information has been made public. The cover-up continues. What we've seen is a drop in the bucket compared to what the American people should see. And there still is not justice for the many victims of Jeffrey Epstein. What there is, however, is a greater and greater evidence that Epstein was working for the Central Intelligence Agency, and the government took extraordinary steps, both in the state of Florida and federally, to cover up and seal everything regarding Jeffrey Epstein.
And now the emails are in this latest tranche, the, as you said, it's just a drop in the bucket, but still devastating, storming into Vanity Fair when this was all about to break years ago and saying, don't you dare publish that.
Yeah, I know that reporter, Vicki Ward, who wrote the story for Vanity Fair. She's a very honest, straightforward reporter. But it's yet the second example. I believe ABC had a major package put together on Epstein that was essentially squashed there. And here's the important thing to understand. A six-month undercover investigation by the Palm Beach City Police into Jeffrey Epstein afforded evidence against 35 individual assaults and trafficking of children and at least 7 cases of violent rape by Epstein himself against underage children. When the police chief, Michael Ryder, gave that information to the elected state's attorney, he expected that Epstein would be charged with the more serious charges of sex trafficking and statutory rape against a child. He was shocked when the state prosecutor announced that Epstein would be charged with one count of solicitation. Only after the police chief complained was that broadened to solicitation of a minor. Epstein got a 15-month sentence, of which he only was required to serve 13 months, but unlike every other sex trafficker in the history of the state of Florida who was convicted, or every other sex crime victim, perp who was convicted, Epstein was allowed to serve his sentence in the modern air-conditioned Palm Beach County Jail, and he was only required to be incarcerated from 10 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock the following morning. In other words, he was free to do whatever he wanted other than in those hours. He would often have his gourmet meals brought into the jail. And the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office functioned more like his personal security detail, ferrying him around to his various appointments and to his tennis games and to his mansion. Alex, when the police chief went to the U.S. attorney and said, something's not right here, I gave them enough evidence to charge Epstein with serious sex trafficking, which should have locked him up for life. U.S. Attorney Alexander Acosta, a Bush appointee, opened an investigation, then subsequently rubber-stamped the state charges and sought to seal the entire matter so that we would never know anything about Jeffrey Epstein. It is only because of a long legal fight by the Palm Beach Post that the Epstein documents were ultimately unsealed pertaining to Epstein's prosecution.
That's right, and that's just in one case. So let's expand on that and then continue with your excellent breakdown of this. We get this giant data dump, which you're right, is just the tip of the iceberg, the surface. And they're always asking about Trump to all these different girls that are now women. And they're like, no, I only saw him at a public function, never even said I was good looking, never did. And so they come up so dry. But I see the national headlines, CBS, ABC, CNN, New York Times. Jeffrey Epstein documents contain Trump and...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
So we're segueing out of Epstein. I want to finish up on Epstein and then get into this. We got lots of time here. I'm skipping the breaks, or most of the breaks. They're literally saying he wants to meddle in democracy. He wants to steal elections when they're the ones censoring, surveilling, controlling, trying to say he can't be on the ballot. That's the purest form other than assassination of stealing an election, is not letting the public vote for who they want. So they've got this ridiculous talk about, and I saw that about you, and I even thought, well, he didn't do that. I remember it was during when they were burning down billions of dollars of stuff and shooting innocent people, and Kamala Harris is the VP candidate's bailing out people that are firebombing federal courthouses. You said, Insurrection Act, arrest these people. Instead, dozens of leftist cities paid tens of millions per city to the Soros Black Lives Matter. Bunch of white people. It's not black people that run it. They got a few front people. I mean, exactly. They just spin at every front. They're the ones saying, use the Insurrection Act against all the Trump supporters. They're the ones saying, outlaw Trump from running. They're the ones saying, use Homeland Security against all the supporters. Put them in camps. Re-educate them. Liquidate Trump. Annihilate Trump. What's their favorite term? Oh, he's a Confederate. He's launching this revolution. He must be eliminated. They're the ones all over TV talking about martial law and movies coming out about it. So talk about, let's move out of Epstein now. Well, no, finish up with what you think's going to happen with Epstein. The big enchilada is the hyping of martial law. What are they getting ready to pull?
Yeah, it's completely absurd. By the way, just for the record, President George H.W. Bush enacted the Insurrection Act to quell the riots that surrounded the Rodney King controversy in Los Angeles. The first responsibility of the President of the United States, based on the Constitution, is to maintain order. When BLM and Antifa were burning down half the country, causing millions of dollars of damage to both public and private property, hurting people, killing people, yes, I think the President should have used his powers to bring order. What does that have to do? That was early 2020. What does that have to do with January 6th of 2021? Nothing whatsoever. It's a typical MSNBC smear. But remember, Alex, it's all about deflection. We don't want to talk about Bill and Hillary and their tight relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, or prominent Democrats like Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell or former Ambassador Bill Richardson, and Chuck Schumer, others who visited Epstein's Island. So what do? We distract by creating this other false narrative. Yesterday, this is incredible, Special Counsel Jack Smith actually says in a filing that there would be no way to stop Donald Trump, if reelected, from in his State of the Union address calling for the murder of members of Congress who opposed him, which his followers would then likely carry out.
Just stop. I meant to cover that. Guys, pull the article up. Jack Smith says Trump would call for murder in State of the Union. Total fiction. Beyond comic books, when they're the ones actually calling for Trump's death all over the news, and then he literally in a filing says we've got to remove him because he's going to do something that Jack Smith literally pulled out of his UN ass.
It really does boggle the mind. But look, there's no limit to what these people will do. That's why we see this ongoing effort to remove him from the ballot.
No, I agree, but repeat that again. I interrupted. I meant to cover that. It's in my stack. I can't find it. Jack Smith in the filing against Trump says we must defeat him, we must prosecute him, we must stop him from being elected, admitting that's their goal, that they're hysterical, and saying he's going to order mass murder in the State of the Union. Put the man in a rubber room.
Yeah, that is one of the craziest things I've ever heard. But remember, Jerry Nadler, the veteran congressman from New York, said some time ago, we can't trust the electorate. We can't trust the people to make this decision in an election. Look, they are in absolute panic. They're apoplectic because Trump is showing extraordinary strength. He's going to sweep the Iowa caucuses in less than 2 weeks. he's going to trounce warmonger neocon Nikki Haley. He's not going to take Nikki Haley for his running mate. That is a piece of political disinformation being pushed hard by Governor Ron DeSantis and his supporters. I don't know who he will pick, but he will pick someone who is 100% America first, not a neocon looking for the next nuclear war. They're apoplectic because, Alex, he's on his way back to the White House to save this country, and they know it.
I had to turn my mic off, so I stop interrupting because you're so dead on. All the movies, the Obama-produced movie, all these others about martial law and civil war and race war, and they're everywhere. Oh, my God, Trump's going to order murder. And I mean, they are literally running around like chickens with their heads cut off in the fiction department, in the mainstream media, with more fiction posing as nonfiction. What do you expect them to do next? And are we just in the hands of complete madmen? Because obviously, even Axelrod says, all this prosecuting Trump makes him a rock star, stop, but they can't quit. Jack Smith's doing filings that Trump's going to order the murder of Democrats on TV. I mean, this is literal cuckoo land. So they've already entered cuckoo land. They've got nuclear weapons. They're promoting to top positions in the military, men in dresses. I mean, we are literally in the hands of maniacs.
Well, we've talked about some of this before. First of all, Bill Gates seems to think we're on the cusp of another pandemic. I don't know how he could possibly know that, but I don't put that outside the realm of possibility. And we've opened our borders. There are as many as 10 million illegals now in the country. We don't know who they are, and we don't know where they are in most cases. So the chances of a staged terrorist attack on American soil against American interests or some Americans, I think is not only likely, it's probable. In the idea that the American people would somehow rally to a wartime president. Speaking of which, I don't think this administration is beyond declaring a formal war with Russia in order to use the War Powers Act to try to postpone the next election if they're confident that they're going to lose it, and they're afraid that they cannot steal it.
All right, Roger, we're a few minutes out from break. But I just am on the edge of my seat here. Obviously, things are already an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's probably going to like 50. We are winning hearts and minds. They know that. And so I just want your deep research and your view. We'll talk about how the big guy's doing. I'm not talking about Biden. I'm talking about Trump. But, I mean, this is surreal. I can't even understand this. When we come back, we got the filing he put in that Trump's going to order the murder of other lawmakers with no evidence. I mean, my, that is just wild.
It really shows how desperate they are. Because if we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election, I can just tell you Donald Trump is going to win. I saw him on New Year's Eve. He's really in fighting trim, Alex. I've never seen him more upbeat, more resolute, more determined, or more confident. He was in a spectacularly good mood, and he can smell victory. On the other side, I'll talk to you about it. We have the Iowa caucuses coming up in less than 2 weeks, but he's not making the mistake that Ronald Reagan made in 1980, where he had a big lead in the polls, but he took it for granted. He didn't spend enough time in the state, and he got snuck up on by the establishment candidate, George H.W. Bush. That is not going to happen to Donald Trump. He has an incredibly aggressive schedule in Iowa today and tomorrow, multiple stops. He's 77 years old.
Hold on, stay there. We got to go to break, Roger. Stay there. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, don't move. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, all circuits is dead. Can I be cold? My whole life's been into a breath.
We are back live with Roger Stone here. So much big news and information that is breaking today. Roger, we have a desperate deep state on our hands. I'm going to get more to this filing that you mentioned. I actually got it by Jack Smith saying Trump's going to, in the State of the Union, call for murder in Congress. I mean, this is next level lies and fraud by these criminals. Talk about the Iowa caucuses more, the trajectory, the timing of all these cases. What's unfolding right now?
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. This filing is audacious and outrageous. But what it shows is that Jack Smith knows that within the D.C. judicial circuit, he can pretty much get away with anything. It's ironic, for example, that Smith wants to bar Trump from proving at his trial that January 6th was a setup. This is the same thing they did to me. I was unconstitutionally prohibited from using any evidence of corruption by the special counsel, by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, or by any member of Congress. The underlying premise of the charges against me was that the DNC had been the target of an online hack by the Russians, which we both know wasn't true. But I wasn't allowed to use forensic evidence or expert testimony to disprove that. It's very similar with Donald Trump. So now, essentially, Smith can make these wild accusations, confident that they're not going to fall poorly on the ears of a D.C. judge, almost every one of whom is a, as Tucker Carlson used to say, leftist activists in a black robe. So it is only going to pick up speed when Trump trounces DeSantis and Nikki Haley in the upcoming Iowa caucuses. DeSantis confounds me. He's now saying that the people who went to Washington on January 6th were not marching for justice. He's attacking Trump as if he was a leftist. He's picked up the talking points of the Democratic left. His events in Iowa are pulling tens of people. There's very, very serious possibility here, Alex, that neocon Nikki Haley may actually beat him in Iowa, and that's good. Let me explain why. When Ron DeSantis' campaign implodes, 8 out of 10 DeSantis voters move to Trump. How ironic that Reid Hoffman, the man who financed the defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump by this woman, E. Jean Carroll, who falsely claims that Trump raped her, she just can't remember when and what date, and so on, is now financing Nikki Haley's campaign for president. He, by the way, is another Epstein associate. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't.
Well, Roger, you mentioned a federal filing by Jack Smith against Trump. Word for word, the nation would have no recourse to deter President Trump's inciting his supporters during a State of the Union address to kill opposing lawmakers, thereby hamstringing any impeachment proceeding to ensure that he remains in office unlawfully. He's putting filings out saying with no evidence that Trump is in a conspiracy to murder members of Congress like the Democrat tried to do at the baseball game. I mean, that is just... How that? But I guess he has judges that won't sanction him, so he can just do anything, like this Secretary of State in Maine.
Yeah, it's delusional, but this is a perfect example of Trump derangement syndrome. Look, that's the whole purpose of these prosecutions. First of all, they want to make sure that Trump, because in a criminal proceeding, you must be present during the trial, unlike a civil proceeding. They want to make sure that he is tied up in a federal courtroom, therefore he can't campaign in the swing states. They want to drain his campaign of millions of dollars, which have to be used for legal fees. They want to further blacken his name with the electorate. That part appears to be backfiring very, very badly. But it's the full weaponization of our judicial system for strictly political reasons. Because between the inability of Joe Biden to string together a coherent sentence or to avoid falling down, the disastrous impact of Biden's policies, rampant inflation, food shortages, gasoline prices. Meanwhile, we have 370,000 homeless veterans, but we're shipping billions more to Ukraine in a losing war effort. And now you add to it absolute evidence of the high crimes and misdemeanors of Joe Biden. I have Elise Stefanik, the very valiant warrior congresswoman from upstate New York, on my WABC radio show this coming weekend. And she points out that that evidence, they have hard evidence in the House Oversight Committee of Joe Biden taking bribes essentially from China, that they end up in his bank account. If that isn't a high crime and misdemeanor, if that is not treasonous, I don't know what is. So they're desperate to distract all of us from that. Even to a certain extent, Epstein becomes a distraction to that narrative as well.
Roger, I just keep saying this because it's how I feel as a father, as an American, and as a Christian, and as a person that just wants to keep living and wants prosperity and justice and security and just, you know, a nice place to live with my family and everybody else's family. I've studied world history. It's so fascinating. And I know you've been involved, you know, since the 60s in politics and worked for all the major Republican presidents. And we're a confidant of Richard Nixon and Donald Trump. I don't see a time in history other than Caligula marrying his horse or, you know, Nero burning down half of Rome to expand his palace. I mean, this is real crazy, lunatic, megalomania stuff going on, mixed in with a bunch of fear and hysteria. I mean, and I just can't believe that the Border Patrol and the military takes the orders to smuggle kids in and just hand them over to convicted child molesters, and the Senate admits it, nobody gets in trouble. I mean, this country has spiritual cancer. So I just am sitting back going, if you watch the trajectory of the maniac behavior, I see a lot of people comment, oh, Trump's way ahead, we're going to win. No, they're going to blow his plane up or kill him, just like Tucker Carlson said to him. And so you talk to Trump a lot. You talk about your private conversations. But I know he's committed and positive and doesn't care and decided to go all the way. But it's like Elon Musk said, he's willing to go to prison for free speech. And he's been proving it. They're trying to put him in jail now. Where are they going to take us next? And is there any way to get these people to realize we've won? They may blow the planet up, but we've already won the hearts and minds. I don't know how to describe this. It's so surreal to watch them go against their own self-interest because they hate America and they hate Donald Trump and they hate you and they hate me. And what is it they hate us so much about? We're open. We're tolerant. So's Trump. We just want prosperity. We don't have a holy rape children. So because we're not pedophiles and devil worshipers, they're just going for broke.
Look, Alex, there have been really a few times in American history when the future of our constitutional republic depended on one man. It was true of George Washington. It was true of Abraham Lincoln. And today, it's true of Donald Trump. Is he perfect? No, not at all. Like all of God's creatures, he's flawed, but he's strong, and he's tough, and he's resilient, and he's determined. And now, most dangerously for them, he is fully and completely awake. He clearly understands this isn't about Republicans and Democrats or liberals and conservatives, but this...
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
He's fighting for his pension, fighting for his good name, when they violate that same rule every day.
Roger, here's the bottom line. We exposed the deep state. We made them take the mask off by getting Trump in. Now, imagine if they steal the election and they get back in power. They've said, we're going after all his supporters, everybody. These maniacs must be stopped. I'm heartened by the Great Awakening, but still the big fight's ahead. Roger, how's the big guy doing? How's his energy?
I got to tell you, I saw him on New Year's Eve. It was an amazing bash, by the way. Some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Mar-a-Lago club members. We were honored to be invited. The president saw us at our table, invited my wife and I over. Remember, he attended our wedding. He loves my wife, and he's very happy about her recovery from cancer. He gave her a big hug. Look, he was in a great, great mood. You would think, given the weight that he's carrying on his shoulders, that he would be depressed or dejected or angry or even hysterical. No, he's calm as a cucumber. He's in an excellent mood. He's resolute. He's determined. Now, is he a little angry? He's a little angry. I think he has right to be angry. No other president has been treated this way. But he's supremely confident. He sees victory. He can taste it. He can smell it. And he knows what the stakes are. I guarantee you this, if there is a second Trump administration, and I believe it will be, it will not be staffed by neocons. It will not be staffed by agents of the Uniparty. It will not be staffed by people who don't share our America First agenda. So you get the feistiness and the fight of the 2016 Donald Trump. But you get the knowledge of the 2024 Donald Trump, who has now seen firsthand how the deep state will use the levers of power in attempt to destroy him because they know if they don't destroy him, he will destroy them. As he said to me on New Year's Eve, it's not about vengeance, it's about justice. It's a big difference.
All right, StoneZone.com. You do your own weekday show. You also do a great Saturday show on WNBC. Best-selling author, StoneZone.com. Roger, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. All right, we got Jason Mermis a little bit of the next hour, then Jane Iyer takes over. Get it up there on the latest, ferreting through all the FC stuff. But this is such a big deal. I want to show this to TV viewers again because I saw this morning and so much happened I forgot about it. This is United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, United States of America versus Donald Trump. And he says he wants basically the court sealed with no devices. And he actually says, Jack Smith, because Trump will call for the murder of members of Congress. And he says that's why he must be silenced. Well, they don't want him to be a president. There's no evidence of that. There's no proof of that. That is just insane. But like we indicted him because he questions the election. That's why he can't be on the ballot. It's like comic book. Like when they go, we don't want $1.5 billion from Jones, even though he doesn't have any money. We want $2.67 trillion, the GDP of India. It's just bigger and bigger posturing to scare us. But they do have nuclear weapons, and they've already started a war with Russia, and they're crazy. And they're a bunch of pedophiles who have felt totally invincible. You watch the smugness of Bill Clinton or the smugness of Jeffrey Epstein. That's what makes them dangerous because they're already whooped, folks. I don't just say that. They're beat. Doesn't mean evil's defeated and everything's fine or some utopia. But, I mean, this current crop of scum, everybody hates them. They're discredited. They're whooped. But they can still drag us like the Balrog in Lord of the Rings where Gandalf beats him and the bridge falls. And then Gandalf thinks he's done and lets down his guard. And the Balrog throws that whip up and grabs him by the leg. That damn whip's coming right up around our leg right now. We got to jump back and not get in the whip. I mean, folks, I literally think there's a good chance nuclear weapons are going to rain down on us, okay? I mean, that's how you can smell death on this, man. These people have got to be restrained. Jason Bermis, thanks for popping in with a quick update. Super viral reports this week. You've had more time since we talked 24 hours ago to go through all this. What's your latest update on this super burger? I would not call it nothing burger, but compared to all the videotapes and the documents and the houses full, now they're reporting of cameras and computers, and now mainstream news says he was an intelligence op, and he was recording everyone. Suddenly, that's in mainstream news, Jason. That's a big deal.
It is, Alex, and really, there weren't huge surprises, but there were some elaborations, and just like you said, stories that reminded me things that I didn't cover this week. So let's talk about the Clinton story, probably the biggest one, if true, but it almost doesn't matter if that part of the story is not true. So the allegation, which has now been denied by the individual implicated at Vanity Fair, is that in 2003, when this article was going to come out, remember, prior to any of the allegations over in Palm Beach, that Bill Clinton literally went into the offices of Vanity Fair and told them to pull the story. Now, Vanity Fair does not deny, and it was previously released in these same court documents, again, a lot of these are new unredactions, if you will, that they did pull that part of the story, but they have claimed that it was due to deadlines and they weren't able to solidify that information. But then they never reported on it for years and years and years. This is key, Alex, because we focused on the fact that the NYPD and the FBI knew at least in 1996. Now we know that the mainstream media had that same idea all the way in 2003. And Vicki Ward is the one that came out initially from the mainstream and said that the reason that Alexander Acosta, we did feature some of that yesterday, was forced to make that sweetheart deal is he was told that Epstein was intelligence. And she also talked about the fact that Adnan Khashoggi was one of the people working with Epstein. Well, Adnan Khashoggi was a notorious arms dealer and heavily implicated, although he denied it, in Iran-Contra. Now, I want to move quick to one of the big other allegations that has been fleshed out with Prince Andrew. Now, when I first saw this, it did remind me the story had been out. So the story was this, that Prince Andrew had this spitting image doll. I didn't realize it was one of the dolls that was on these TV shows back in the day, Alex. And, you know, you remember the Genesis video, Land of Confusion, that doll. Ghislaine Maxwell actually bought that doll, according to documents, and then made Prince Andrew pose with that doll as each of them grabbed a breast of one of the victims provided by Epstein. Harrison Smith did a great breakdown of that. But again, that had been out there years ago. Now, the Rolling Stone also points out another big revelation was that a 15-year-old girl was held against her will and her passport. Again, a little bit fleshed out, but all of that has been in the arena since 2019. And quite frankly, this is one of the most disturbing incidents where a Swedish girl was basically drugged, or she believes she was drugged, because she woke up in New York City after being on the island, Alex, her phone taken, her passport taken. Glenn Dubin and his wife there.
And by the way, Dyne Core, the UN, thousands of documented cases, they've settled cases doing this. This is a standard operation.
Well, the other thing is that Glenn Dubin's wife was said to be one of Epstein's ex-girlfriends. Now, remember, we discussed how a lot of these people get pawned off via these networks. Now, the other thing is we've talked about Sarah Kalin, Leslie Groff, and Nadia Marcinkova in particular. Sarah Kalin is mentioned in these articles and these documents as the one that actually took the phone and took the passport on behalf of Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, we have this document here that has now been unredacted, which again shows Epstein also trafficked Jane Doe 3 for sexual purposes to many other powerful men, including numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, a well-known prime minister, that's probably Ehud Barak, and other world leaders. Epstein required Jane Doe to describe the events that she had with these men so that he could potentially blackmail them. Again, bringing
the blackmail. Jason, stay there. Do a little bit more with us, and I got to go take care of family and some stuff. And we got Jadar coming up. We're going to go to break and come right back to you. Please remember, listeners, nobody's financing this but you. You want to see more of this? This is Coffin Nails, the New World Order. This is Kryptonite, their operation. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. You've only got until Monday to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and huge deals up to 60% off. We have the new next level foundational energy that energizes the cells. Believe me, you at least want to try it. It may be too intense for you. I'm being point blank. Foundational energy, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out. It's coming in a month. But we have great things like X2, Vaso Beats, Winter Sun. Everybody should be on Winter Sun. 40% off, up to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Fund the revolution against the satanic, devil-worshipping, pedophile New World Order. Get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.